Okay, I still sent you another thought which was going through my mind while I was reading further. So this will be 0083. In eternal spring, living with enough in the world of abundance, I also wrote that in that time when, if at the time when Einstein was thinking about this unified field theory, if in that time they had already accepted consciousness or mind as a force, that he would already long ago have discovered and proven this the existence of this field. He felt that it was a reality and that it had to be. But I think that in his contemporary, his fellow man at that time, weren't really open for that idea. People like Jung, of course, or Bohr were different, but I think most of his fellow men at the time, they didn't take him serious anymore at about these things at Princeton even. So, but Einstein knew, for sure he knew, and so this is why I wrote it in Eternal Spring. We have to now start to explore other options, as I said, that seemingly opposite states of the universe can exist simultaneously. And this is also in quantum physics, we're starting to discover that, not only the Mandelbrot symmetry, which is very interesting idea, the string theories, which is very interesting, all these type of things, the entanglement, but they all exist simultaneously. It's only a possibility, and it's depending on the way you look at it. But beyond that, there is this unified field which expresses all these states of being, states of manifestation, emanation and manifestation on this side of the primordial sound. On the other side, probably there's a dark hole. Same thing, once we go through the dark hole, the Einstein-Rosen bridge, as you might know, once we could travel through the dark hole, probably on the other side we would find a new universe. So all the light disappears from this side, but expands on the other side. That's my idea, and this is the idea what Tamás Bashi, the teacher of Joška, is, you know, the blacksmith of his village at the time in Yugoslavia, Hungary. In Hungary, actually, this was the way he explained the universe. He already explained this, that it was full of wormholes and passages and so on and so on, and that one could travel from one universe to another in the mind, of course. And Joška told me that he was able to express himself in 16 dimensions, 16 different it's only multidimensionality on 16 levels. I still don't know what that means, but I was just sharing this with you.